Media Research Center sounds alarm about leftist bias in AI chatbots. By Lucas Nolan on May 26, 2026. The Media Research Center is sounding the alarm about the left-wing bias embedded in popular AI chatbots as millions of Americans increasingly rely on these systems for information. This bias is a central topic of Wynton Hall's instant bestseller Code Red. Fox News reports that the watchdog organization Media Research Center, MRC, has conducted multiple studies examining whether major AI chatbots can be trusted as neutral information sources. Their findings suggest that systems like ChatGPT, Google Gemini, and Anthropic's Claude are providing information with a leftist slant while potentially suppressing conservative viewpoints. Wynton Hall, author of Code Red, revealed earlier this year that Google's Gemini AI smeared prominent conservatives including J.D. Vance as breaking its hate speech policies. Gemini generated a comprehensive report, first covered by Fox News, totaling over 3,400 words in length titled, Analytical Assessment of Congressional Rhetoric, Evaluating U.S. Senatorial Discourse Against Algorithmic Hate Speech Safety Standards. Despite Google receiving billions of dollars in federal multi-year contracts, and despite President Donald Trump's 2025 AI action plan stating that AI systems must be free from ideological bias in order to receive lucrative federal procurement contracts, Gemini AI declared that the following seven Republican senators, Vice President J.D. Vance, and Secretary of State Marco Rubio are guilty of violating Gemini's hate speech policies. David Bozell, president of the MRC, expressed serious concerns about the trajectory of AI-powered information delivery. We're watching the next phase of media bias unfold in real time, Bozell said. Silicon Valley's shiny new toys can no longer be considered neutral and cannot be trusted. The organization has documented several instances where AI chatbots produced questionable or politically skewed responses. In January, ChatGPT falsely stated that nobody named Charlie Kirk was ever assassinated and declared no credible evidence could substantiate such a claim, according to the MRC. That same month, Claude reportedly rejected the notion that AI should directly incorporate the U.S. First Amendment into its policies. A recent test case involved Maine Democratic Senate candidate Graham Platner, who faced controversy over graphic sexual comments and inflammatory posts made on a now-deleted Reddit account. When three major chatbots were asked about the latest major developments involving Platner, their responses varied significantly in how they addressed the controversy. Gemini highlighted positive developments including Platner's Time magazine cover feature, his emergence as the presumptive Democratic nominee, favorable polling numbers, and high-profile endorsements. The chatbot only briefly mentioned scrutiny regarding his personal background and past online footprint, without acknowledging the specific Fox News digital report detailing the controversial comments. ChatGPT similarly emphasized positive news about Platner's campaign, including his presumptive nominee status and polling performance. When addressing the Reddit controversy, it focused on Republicans using Platner's old posts in attack ads rather than detailing the content of those posts. The primary source cited was a Bangor Daily News article with a paywall that could prevent readers from accessing the full details. Claude provided background information and recent polling data before noting that Platner once wrote on Reddit that he had become a communist, citing a Fox News digital report where Platner claimed it was a joke. However, the chatbot failed to mention more recent controversies while highlighting a Time magazine profile published the previous day. Dan Schneider, vice president of the MRC's Free Speech America division, believes the ideological skew in current AI systems is clear and measurable. Research from international scientists confirms what we've seen firsthand. These chatbots disproportionately rely on left-wing media and politically charged sources to generate their answers, Schneider said. While platforms like xAI's Grok offer a rare flash of transparency by letting users see their sources, the rest of the industry remains a black box. AI should be a neutral tool for information, not a weapon used to advance a narrow political agenda. Breitbart News social media director Wynton Hall has written his instant bestseller Code Red. The left, the right, China, and the race to control AI to serve as the definitive guide on how the MAGA movement can create positions on AI that benefit humanity without handing control of our nation to the leftists of Silicon Valley or allowing the Chinese to take over the world. Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, who was named one of Time's 100 most influential people in AI, praised Code Red as a must-read. She added, "Few understand our conservative fight against big tech as Hall does, making him uniquely qualified to examine how we can best utilize AI's enormous potential, while ensuring it does not exploit kids, creators, and conservatives." Award-winning investigative journalist and Public founder Michael Schellenberger calls Code Red illuminating, alarming, and describes the book as an essential conversation starter for those hoping to subvert big tech's autocratic plans before it's too late. Read more at Fox News here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of AI, free speech, and online censorship.